天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目。我是节目主持人张小环，工长张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王，右边一个不字。今天呢，麦克牧师将会带领我们继续来研读诗篇第139篇中的讯息。那这期节目呢，其实已经接近尾声了，相信大家透过对诗篇的学习，对神的特性一定有了更多的认识和了解吧。那今天麦克牧师又将会带领我们来认识神的哪些特质呢？好，亲爱的听众朋友们，就让我们预备心，一起领受从神而来的话语吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We have begun to be on the road together, looking at the awesomeness of God.
我们今天要继续在天路上观看神是何等的伟大美善。
And we are studying Psalm 139.
我们继续来研读诗篇139篇。
And in the last broadcast, we saw that God is present everywhere at the same time.
上次节目中我们看到神无所不在。
He's omnipresent.
他是无所不在的。
This is just one characteristic of the awesomeness of God.
这仅只是神的伟大特性之一。
Last time we learned that God knows everything.
上次我们谈到神是无所不知的。
Everywhere in the world all at once.
无论何时何地。
That means he is omniscient.
他都是全知的。
He knows every minute detail of our lives.
他知道我们生命中的每一个瞬间。
And he also takes care of every detail in our lives.
他也看顾我们生命中的每一个细节。
The word omnipresence summarizes verses 7 to 12 of Psalm 139.
无所不在这一词总结了诗篇139篇7到12节的内容。
The psalmist David does not feel like a prisoner when he reflects on the awesomeness of God.
诗人大卫在描述神的伟大全能时，并不觉得自己像一个囚犯。
Despite the fact that he knows that he is hemmed in.
虽然他知道自己被包围。
But he does not feel like a prisoner.
但他并不感到被囚禁。
Because he knows that God is inside the fence with him.
因为他知道神与他同在。
He is right there inside the fence, not on the outside looking in.
神与他同在篱笆之内，而不是置身度外。
There's a story about a mother who punished her two-year-old toddler.
有个故事说到一位母亲要责罚她两岁大的孩子。
So she put him in a playpen and said to him, stay there.
她把孩子放在围栏里叫他待在那儿。
But grandpa comes in to visit.
但此时正好外公来了。
The little sneaky fella says, grandpa, up, 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 grandpa.
这顽皮的小家伙便嚷着说公公抱抱啊。
And grandpa was about to pick him up.
正当外公要抱他起来时
But the boy's mother said, No, father, he is being punished.
孩子的妈说爸不要抱他我正在处罚他呢
And the little fella just kept on saying, Up, grandpa, up, grandpa.
小家伙还是不停地嚷着公公抱抱呀公公抱抱
Grandpa was at a dilemma.
外公真是很为难
He did not want to break the rules of his daughter's household.
他不想破坏女儿家里的规矩。
But his heart wanted to lift up the boy.
同时又很想把孙子抱起来。
So he finally found a way to be with his grandson.
最后他终于想出了一个和孙子在一起的办法。
He said, "Well, I cannot pick him out of the playpen."
他说，虽然我不能抱孙子出来。
But I can get inside the playpen.
但我可以进到围栏里去。
And that's exactly what he did.
于是他就这么做了。
My beloved friend, I want to tell you, God is right there inside with you, wherever you may be.
我亲爱的朋友，让我告诉你，无论你在哪里，神就在你身边。
We saw in the last program that true freedom is not getting your way.
上次节目中我们看到，真正的自由不是为所欲为。
But it is knowing what the will of God is for your life and yielding to it.
那是了解明白神在你生命中的旨意，并且顺服他。
There is something else here, my listening friend, that is very important for you to remember.
亲爱的朋友，这里有一个重点，你需要记住。
There is no mental place or physical place you can go to that God is not there.
在你思想和身体可到之处，神都是无所不在的。
There is no place where your children or your family can go to that God is not there.
在你的孩子和家人所到之处，神都是无所不在的。
Sometimes we play games with our heads.
有时我们喜欢动脑筋。
And we think that we can go to places where God is not.
想找出一个神去不了的地方。
Jonah is a good example of that.
约拿就是这样的人。
Jonah removed himself geographically and went somewhere else.
约拿从一地逃到另外一地。
And he thought God would forget about Jonah's call.
他以为神会因此忘记对他的呼召。
But God had to bring him back to the place of obedience.
但神还是把他带回到顺服的境地。
Adam and Eve hid from God.
亚当夏娃躲避神的面。
They thought if they just got out of the way that God would forget where they were.
他们以为只要躲藏起来，神就会忘记他们。
But God didn't.
然而神没有。
He knew exactly where they were.
神知道他们躲在哪里。
And he brought them to the place of confronting their sin.
神要他们面对自己的罪。
Solomon tried to lavish upon himself a luxurious lifestyle.
所罗门奢侈无度。
He thought that this would get God to forget about him.
他以为这样神就会忘记他。
But ultimately he said, oh, how foolish that was.
但最终他说，我多么愚蠢。
The only way really to be contented is to be in relationship with God.
得到满足的唯一途径就是与神同行。
My listening friends, I want you to listen very carefully to what God said through Jeremiah in Jeremiah 23:24.
亲爱的朋友，请仔细听神在耶利米书23章24节中所说的话。
Can a man hide himself in hiding places so I do not see him, declares the Lord?
耶和华说，人岂能在隐秘处藏身，使我看不见他呢？
Do I not fill the heavens and the earth, declares the Lord?
耶和华说，我岂不充满天地吗？
He is everywhere.
神无所不在。
David said,
大卫说，
There is no place where God is not.
没有神不在的地方。
There is no place that God is not in control.
没有神不掌管的地方。
And in verse 8, he said that even in the place of the dead, God is supreme.
第八节中说到，即使在阴间，神也在那里掌权。
In verse 9,
第九节，
he said, where the sun rises and sets, God is there.
大卫说，神在日出日落之地。
In verse 10,
第十节，
He said, at the bottom of the ocean, God's hand leads and protects.
他说，神在海极之处也用他的手引导保护。
What about when it is dark and our fears and loneliness are all exaggerated?
即便黑暗、恐惧、孤独环绕我们。
What about when our problems seem far larger in proportion than in the daytime?
即便我们的问题已超过我们的极限。
What about when we feel abandoned?
即便我们觉得被遗弃。
What about when we think nobody understands the enormity of our problem?
即便我们觉得无人能体会我们的处境。
David said, but God is there.
大卫说，神仍然在这里。
He is not missing.
他没有失踪。
He is in the darkest areas of your life and in the secret places.
他就在你生命中最黑暗隐秘的角落。
Because darkness and light to God are the same.
因为黑暗和光明在神看都是一样的。
You cannot hide from him.
你不能躲避他的面。
When an unbeliever really comprehends God's omnipresence,
当一个不信的人真正了解神的无所不在时，
it can be a frightening thing.
可以说是一件很恐怖的事。
But to the believer,
但对于信徒来说呢，
it is the most wonderful thing in the world.
这实在是世界上最美妙的事情。
It is most comforting to know that God is with you wherever you are.
知道神永远与你同在是多么令人安慰啊。
He is Emmanuel, God with us.
他名叫做以马内利，就是神与人同在。
He is the great I am, he is with us.
他名叫做我是，他永远与我们同在。
He is the one who said, Lo, I am with you always.
他就是那曾说我必与你们同在的神。
He is the one who said, Fear not, for I am with you.
他就是那曾说不要怕，我必与你们同在的神。
Be not dismayed, for I am your God.
不要怕，我是你的神。
I will strengthen you and I will help you.
我必加力量给你，我必帮助你。
And I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness.
我必用我公义的右手扶持你。
You cannot get away from him.
你根本不能躲避他。
Have you ever reflected on the awesomeness of God's presence?
你曾否思想过神的无所不在呢？
Do you realize that because he is everywhere, we are not left without adequate resources for all of our needs?
你是否意识到正因为他无所不在，我们才会无所缺乏呢？
Listen to me, my listening friend.
亲爱的朋友，请仔细听我。
If you are in the will of God,
如果你活在神的心意中，
you will never lack God's provision.
你就永不会缺少神的供应。
Memorize this old saying because it's true.
记住下面这句名言，因为它是千真万确的。
The will of God will never lead you to where the hand of God cannot keep you.
神的旨意一定不会将你带到一个他的手无法保护你的地方。
The will of God will never lead you where the grace of God cannot keep you.
神的旨意一定不会把你带到一个他的恩典无法供应你的地方。
The Apostle Paul's sense of the awesomeness of God sustained him through tough times in his life.
使徒保罗深深体会神的至大可畏，因此支持他度过了生命中的艰难困苦。
He dealt with some treacherous people who were out to kill him.
他能面对凶神恶煞，想要杀他的人。
He dealt with some treacherous situations in the shipwreck and on land.
他能面对海中陆地上的任何惊风骇浪。
And in the middle of it all,
在每一次困难中，
In Acts chapter 18, verses 9 and 10, he heard the audible voice of the Lord Jesus.
使徒行传18章9到10节记载保罗亲耳听到主耶稣的声音说，
Do not be afraid, Paul.
保罗不要怕。
But speak and do not keep silent.
只管讲，不要闭口。
For I am with you and no one will attack you and hurt you.
有我与你同在，必没有人下手害你。
No wonder the Apostle Paul testifies to this years later as he was getting ready to die.
难怪保罗从容面对殉道的见证，到如今仍然鲜活。
He was in the prison writing to Timothy in 2 Timothy 4.
提摩太后书第四章，他在监狱中写信给提摩太。
He said, Timothy, although no one stood with me, but all forsook me, yet the Lord stood with me, he strengthened me.
他说，提摩太，没有人前来帮助，竟都离弃我，唯有主站在我旁边，加给我力量。
God is with you at work as he is in the church.
神不仅在教会，也在你的工作场合。
God is with you in the kitchen as he is with you in the church.
神不仅在教会，也在你的厨房。
Reflect on the awesomeness of God's presence all the time.
常常思想神无所不在的伟大特性。
And you will fear no circumstances.
你在任何环境都不再惧怕。
You will fear no loneliness or opposition.
你也不再惧怕孤独或压迫。
You are not going to fear, period.
你完全无需惧怕。
Because God is with you.
因为神与你同在。
The third awesome thing about God is in verses 13 to 18.
在13到18节里提到了神第三个伟大的特性。
And it is the awesomeness of God's power.
那就是神的全能。
God is not only omniscient and omnipresent.
神不仅仅是无所不知、无所不在的。
He is omnipotent.
他也是无所不能的。
He is all-powerful.
他是全能的神。
He can do all things, not just some things.
在他没有难成的事。
Here David thinks about the awesomeness and the unlimited power of God.
当大卫想到神伟大无穷的能力的时候，
And he applies that to nature.
他就想到了大自然。
The heavens declare the glory of your name.
诸天述说神的荣耀。
Here he takes that power of God and applies it to the miracle of childbirth.
当他想到神的能力，他就想到婴孩的出生是多么奇妙。
The awesomeness of God's power in childbirth can never be fully comprehended by medical science.
神透过生命的繁衍彰显出来的能力，至今医学界仍然无法完全了解。
The birth of a child is the crown of God's creation.
婴儿的出生可谓是神的创造之冠。
In verses 13 to 18 of Psalm 139,
诗篇139篇13到18节中，
David tells us that God is the author of life.
大卫告诉我们神是生命的缔造者。
He is the one who formed our inward parts.
他是造我们肺腑心肠的。
He is the one who arranges our genetic structure.
他是创造安排了我们的基因结构。
And in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, God said,
神在耶利米书一章五节中说，
Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you.
我未将你造在腹中，我已晓得你。
God forms us in the womb.
神使我们在母腹中成形。
And he knew us before we were formed.
在我们未成形以前，他就先认识我们。
Here God is saying that he shaped us together the way we are.
神在这是说，他把我们造成现在这个样子。
He formed us before we became an embryo.
在我们未成为胎儿之前，他就已经塑造我们了。
My listening friend, I want you to focus with me on some awesome facts here.
亲爱的朋友，请注意几点伟大的事实。
Did you know that there are 10 million nerve cells in the brain?
你知不知道我们的大脑有一千万个神经细胞？
And that there are 300,000 separate nerve endings in the body?
在人体里散布着30万个神经末梢。
There are 200 bones.
有200块骨头。
and 500 different muscles.
有500种肌肉。
And they all designed to work perfectly together.
他们都完美的搭配运作着。
It is a perfect miracle of God.
这就是完美的神迹。
Verse 16 teaches us that God made us the way we are.
16节告诉我们神将我们造成这样。
Therefore, we must accept ourselves for who we are.
因此我们要接纳自己的本相。
We should not try to be somebody else.
我们不需要勉强自己模仿别人。
We must use what God has given us instead of complaining about what we don't have.
我们应该好好运用神给我们的，而不是去抱怨神没有给我们的。
Jesus teaches us the same thing in the parable of the talents.
耶稣在有关恩赐的比喻中也提到了同样的教训。
That God does not give the same number of talents to everybody.
神没有给所有人相同的恩赐。
Some of us have more, some of us have less.
有人多些，有人少些。
And God is not going to judge us on how many talents we have.
而神也不会用恩赐来衡量我们。
Oh, but my listening friend, he is going to judge us on how faithful we were with the talents that he gave us.
亲爱的朋友，神是按照他给我们的恩赐，看我们是否忠心来衡量我们。
So, my listening friend, let me challenge you as I conclude.
所以，亲爱的朋友，在结束之前，我向你提出挑战。
Don't complain to God for the way you are.
不要为你的现况去埋怨神。
That is the way He made you.
他把你造成这个样子。
He has a purpose in that.
他有美好的目的。
Ask him to use you to accomplish his purpose for which he made you.
你只要求他使用你去完成他造你时的计划。
Have you reflected on the awesomeness of God's power?
你是否思想过神那伟大的能力呢？
Next time we will discuss God's judgment as we continue this series of messages on the awesomeness of God.
下一次我们会来看看神伟大特性的另一面，也就是神的审判。
I hope that you'll tune in.
我希望你继续收听我们的节目。
And then tell a friend about this broadcast so he or she can listen also.
也把这个信息带给你的亲朋好友，邀请他们一起收听。下次再会。
感谢大家收听今天的节目。的确，我们每一个人都是神手中的杰作，他在我们身上的计划是我们的眼睛不曾看到，耳朵未曾听到的。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，有了神这伟大的应许，您还惧怕什么呢？好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
你名江河永留，群山复苏，你是百鸟欢唱，百花盛开，你似生命绵延，命令
创造主。